Hey there, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street for Underground Horror Radio. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Velakis, Jordan, author. And with me, as always, is my partner in all things, Justin McPatches.
Now I'm Liam.
Hello.
Oh, geez. Don't start.
We love Sandy and Liam.
We do love Sandy and Liam, yes.
And Hannah and Dave. Oh, yeah, it's me. Hey.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Fresh off of Morbid Movies.
Yeah, fresh off of Morbid Movies. Return of the Living Dead last night.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Very awesome.
Yep.
I had a good time.
We did.
Good turnout, too.
Yeah, it was a good turnout.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's a popular movie. It's a cult classic, but it's known.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's one of those things where people are starting to hear about it now, and they're like, oh, I want to see movies, you know, like this played on the, in the theater. And it's like, well, you know, keep coming to things like this, and
we'll keep doing it.
Well,
yeah. They'll keep doing it. We're not doing it. We're just there to hang out and support them.
Right.
But it's a good idea.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, as always, to Mike Favada and Ryan. Yeah, Ryan Magnificent.
Everybody's great.
Yeah.
The theater, Movies Like Where, it's a nice little nostalgic theater. I know you like that.
Yeah.
So, it's a nice little six screen theater.
Okay. Yes.
That's how you say it. Okay.
Six screen theater. They play a lot of the stuff that other places don't play.
Yeah.
They said that they're the only one in the area that is not playing Hunger Games this weekend.
No, but they got Spectre.
Yeah, they have Spectre, and they have Secrets in Their Eyes, and they do cater to an older crowd.
Yeah.
You know, so they play a lot of the foreign films and things like that that don't get played everywhere else. But I
wouldn't be surprised if Lovers Left Alive wasn't played there, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure it was. If only Lovers Left Alive. The other thing I think, too, is I think that's how they do a good business, because there's always people there. You know, every time we go in there's people in there watching movies. Mostly older people, but, you know, they're coming to watch the movies, so, you know, they must be doing something right.
It's a nice theater.
Yeah.
It's been there forever, too.
Well, and I think the nostalgia factor helps, because it's not like going into one of those big multiplexes and not being able to see which way you're supposed to go, and, you know.
No, this would be a type of theater, like we do with what they do with Morbid Movies, that you would go see, like, a midnight double feature.
Yeah.
And me and Mike talked about it yesterday. It was like, it'd be cool if we do it at midnight. Then I'm like, I'm too tired.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's fun when you're in your 20s and a teenager, but when you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
He's like, well, it would work on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Because people are off Sundays usually. I said, yeah, because he's got requests.
Right.
For that.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at it from, like, our point. It's like, too tired.
Yeah.
We're 30. Oh, we're in our 30s and older. It's like, I don't want to be up. I want to go to bed. But no, it's a really cool thing.
I'd do it for something special, like, occasionally.
Yeah.
I think if it was something really worth doing it late at night like that, that would be cool.
Rocky Horror should always be viewed at midnight,
uh-huh.
I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's very cool. So Morbid Movies, next month in December, they're doing a little early this year. They're doing it on the 11th.
The 11th, yeah.
Because they're gearing up for Christmas, of course.
And
they're showing Gremlins, so.
Yeah, and they also don't want to compete with
Star Wars. Fuck no.
Star Wars comes out the week after.
You'd be insane to try to go against Star Wars. I think Star Wars is coming out on a Wednesday, actually.
It comes out on the 18th.
It was just a Wednesday. Oh, is it?
No.
I thought it came out on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, whatever. I don't work here.
There's, like, advanced showings and stuff like that, but the actual official release date is the 18th.
So we got, what else we got going on?
The other thing we have to say is the Movies at Lake Worth is showing Star Wars.
Yeah.
And they are having it in 3D for $9 a ticket.
Pretty good.
Which is really good for 3D. And the first 100 people that pay for their get their tickets, so if you go on their website and pre-order tickets, or if you get them at the door, like now, the first 100 people that buy them get also a limited edition Star Wars cup with their purchase. So, you know, that's a pretty good deal, especially given, you know, what's going on everywhere else, you know, and how much it's going to cost
everywhere
else. So
go get your Star Wars Episode 1 cups they had left over. No, I'm just kidding. God damn.
Plus, no, they might be the only theater right now that have tickets available.
Yeah. Well, okay, real quick, let me ask you about this. I saw some post online, and God knows if it's real or not, because it's fucking Facebook, but somebody bought, supposedly had a stack of tickets in their hand, and the post was, my little brother or my brother didn't want other people in the theater, so he bought all the tickets. And someone's like, oh, it's an asshole thing to do, and I don't know. I think if I wanted to go see a movie that, and they had like $2,000 to spend, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't want other people around me either. Then again, this is the type of movie that is good to be around other people because yeah. I saw episode 3 opening night at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, that was the best of the prequels, we'll say that. But, you know, it was like, yay, Star Wars, you know. You know, the opening screen came up. It's like, woo!
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I think those kinds of premieres aren't too bad because you're going with usually all of the people that are into that so much. You know what I mean? It's yeah. like it's more like a, it's almost like a convention experience because it's all these people that are into the same thing that you're into.
Oh, speaking of which, mm-hmm. a lot of theaters aren't letting you dress up.
Yeah.
What about that? I mean, it's weird because now back in the day, this was a normal thing for Star Wars
yeah.
and conventions, which let's be clear. Cons didn't just pop up this year. Cons have been around for longer than I've probably been alive.
Mm-hmm.
So is D&D.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just popular now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, people used to line up after the first Star Wars, because at first nobody knew what the fuck it was.
Right.
After the first screening, people were like, holy shit, what is this?
Yes.
So when Empire came out a couple years later, and then Jedi, it was, people were dressing up in Stormtrooper outfits and Darth Vader and Yoda and all that stuff. And so now, because cosplay is so huge, this is like you would think would be the opportune time. But I guess because of all the shit that's been happening lately, because everybody's a nut job.
Well, I think part of it is
security.
Well, it is security. It's all about security. But also, I think because there's weaponry involved in most of the
Star Wars
stuff. Because, you know, lightsabers and, I mean, blasters. I realize lightsabers do not work. But, you know, blasters and guns and stuff like that. I mean, you know, it gives somebody else an opportunity to maybe disguise something that they really could do harm with.
But why would somebody even bother? You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, why? What's the point?
Why did Nutjob?
I know, I get it.
Go just, into Batman.
I know.
But the Dark Knight Rises and kill all those people.
Again, I don't see the whole point of doing it.
Yeah, I don't. We don't. Well, that's because we're not crazy.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's fun to dress up and do these things. But I understand why they're banning it this year because of all these security issues lately and people losing their fucking minds, which is terrible. So
well,
that kind of sucks.
You know, when I went to see all the Harry Potters with my mom, when we went to the midnight shows, everybody was dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
And same thing with when Lord I went the to Rings. The midnight shows of... I didn't go to the midnight shows of Lord of the Rings, but... yeah, I know they did. But Pirates of the Caribbean, people were dressed up as pirates.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a big thing.
Yeah, it was. So I went to the midnight showing for those, and people were dressed up as pirates, you know. But that was all before... The Dark Knight Rises and all of the movie theater shootings and stuff that have been happening now.
Yeah, I know.
So
anyway, people ruin it for everybody else. But it's still going to be awesome.
Right.
Even though I know this isn't horror, but it's fucking Star Wars, so go fuck yourself.
Yep.
Star Wars is just as big a part of Americana as slasher movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I saw the original trilogy I saw the first one in the drive-in, and I saw the other two in movie theaters, so... Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely check out more movies again if you want to watch cult classics in the theater. Because we own Evil Dead 2. We own Return of the Living Dead. We own the Texas Chainsaw. Like, all the Blu-ray versions and all that shit. We have all that at home. We watch them. You know, Never Sleep Again. We watch Halloween. But again, there's just something about it being on the big screen that is really, really cool.
Awesome.
And Return of the Living Dead looked great on the big screen. Sounded great.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Gallagher totally steals it.
Because
he's awesome. We met him on the way out of Shock Pop.
Yep.
After talking to Mark Patton for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, you're awesome in that movie. He's like, thanks. And he was all like, he's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He's an older man now.
He's still awesome, though.
Yes.
Anyway, so I guess what we're going to talk about. We got Scream Queens, which we're getting closer to figuring out.
Yeah.
Who's the
Some
other
Red
Devil.
Some things were revealed. Yeah.
American Horror Story.
Yes.
Walking, and I don't even remember last week's Walking Dead. Oh, that was the Daryl episode.
Oh, yeah. I remember the last week.
Yeah, okay, so there was that.
Yeah.
And then, what else was there we watched?
We watched Into the Badlands, but that's not horror.
No, that's an awesome show, though. Check that out if you're into old school kung fu and post-apocalyptic stuff. It's pretty awesome. No, it was something else we watched. What did we watch? We watched American Horror Story. We watched Scream Queens. Originals and Vampire Diaries. Arrow.
Yeah.
Flash. I think that was it then. And then Walking Dead. And that, I guess that was really...
Yeah.
Did we watch any movies?
I don't think so.
No, we didn't. Did we go to any movies?
No.
Oh, right now streaming is Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah. We got to start watching it.
With Tenet, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
But no, I'm trying to think, was there anything else that I watched that was kind of, I guess not.
You watched iZombie.
Oh, yeah, I watch iZombie every week. That's pretty good. But yeah, I guess that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have those, of course, Return of Living Dead, which we just talked about.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to remember, because we had a busy week. Well, last night.
Yeah, we had a last night. We had a busy last night.
Yeah, and, well, I'm getting everything kind of prepared for the future here.
Yeah.
Of the station, so I got all that going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's play some tunes. We got
we'll think
stuff.
It over and we'll talk when we come back.
Also, if you're in the cosplay and comic book cons and stuff, UltraCon's going on today and tomorrow. So if you listen tonight and you're in West Palm and want to go to the fairgrounds, check it out tomorrow. If you're in Orlando, MegaCon's happening.
Yep.
Not the MegaCon, like they're... No.
Shining in the dark. to be afraid.
All my friends are corpses. I know they'll never leave me. 'Cause all my friends are corpses. All my friends are corpses. All my friends are corpses. I know they'll never leave me. 'Cause all my friends are corpses. All my friends are corpses. All my friends are corpses. I know they'll never leave me. 'Cause all my friends are corpses. All my friends are corpses.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Also, you can find us on Podbean.
Uh-huh.
Under McPatch's Media.
Uh-huh.
Florida Geek Scene. You got at least two episodes on there, I think. Uh-huh. Of course, the website. Underground Horror Radio, blogspot.com.
Bandcamp.
Interviews are on Bandcamp, yes. So if you want to listen to the show when it's not on, then you would go to Podbean.
Right.
Yeah. Also, future, we're going to hopefully have buttons and shirts made. I don't know.
Yeah, we're working on it. Yeah, and you probably can hear our animal, our werewolf, our pet werewolf howling in the background.
Don't give her that much credit. It's a fucking dog.
Yeah. She's a furry She's barking. Dog, though. She's barking. Yeah, she likes to bark. So
people are outside doing stuff. Anyway,
she's an attention whore like my husband.
I'm not an attention whore.
Ooh.
Well, somebody doesn't have a show anymore. That's what? You.
I'm not scared of you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Also, if you're into like industrial gothic. What else do you want to call it? Like, I guess, death rock?
Yeah.
If you're into that stuff, check out Death Rock Radio out of Tampa. Mm-hmm. Especially Sandy. I know you'd like it.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff. And DJ Rivethead's cool. So definitely check that out as well.
Yeah.
Punk rock, obviously, stick to podunk.
Yeah.
So anyway. I'm done. I quit. Oh, Caffeinated's up. If you're like... Yeah.
if you... The ever offensive and always entertaining...
Yeah, Caffeinated Podcast.
Yeah.
Podbean, as long with Sandy's Drunken English Cast.
Drunkenated English Cast, yes.
Trying to hear just them explaining something.
Yeah.
So, let's just dive into it. What, American Horror Story?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It was good. All right, that's my review. Next.
Actually, it was really good because it was the origins of the Countess, Lady Gaga. Found out how she became a wampira.
Yes.
So, and it was pretty cool because I love how they're pulling Hollywood history in to the storylines.
Yeah.
Rudolph Valentino was her lover, and Rudolph Valentino's wife, Natasha, were her lovers. They took her as a lover, and they became vampires, and then they turned her... But she married March.
In the meantime.
The serial killer that had the Hotel Cortez. And he ended up getting jealous of them and walled them into a hallway.
I don't think he knew they were vampires when he did it.
I don't think he did either.
But they've been trapped there, immortal,
with
for
no
100
food.
Years.
With no food.
Yeah.
So they started to age and wilt and things like that. And then, Will Drake's, team broke through the wall and they came out and
ate them,
started eating people. So, by the end of it, they were
normal.
They were back to the way they once looked and walking out of the hotel. So,
yep.
Plus, you know, they still haven't, addressed the whole vampire children rampaging thing yet. And, we also found out that Wes Bentley's character, John, is that his name, John?
Is losing his shit.
Is losing his shit, but he may very well be the killer. That's what the rumor is now, the Commandments killer. So it's really interesting. I love that Finn Wittrock was Tristan, who was killed last week. And then this week, he was Rudolph
Sandy,
Valentino.
Don't listen.
Yeah.
Sandy, don't listen.
Oh, yeah, Sandy, turn away. Now's not the time.
It's too late.
It's too late.
You're spoiled.
Spoiled! Spoilers!
Yeah, sorry.
But apparently, and I didn't know this because I didn't watch last season because Freak Show freaks me out anyway, so. But he was Dandy last season, and also, I guess, Twitchy or whatever.
Twisty.
So, yeah, he apparently, somebody wrote in a review that it's apparently in his contract that he's two characters in every season now, so.
That's good, though.
But I said this when we were talking about it, I thought it was interesting that they chose him to play Rudolph Valentino as well, because that's the Countess's original, you know, like her one true love or first love or whatever. That makes sense now that she picked Tristan seemingly at random because he reminded her and looked like Rudolph Valentino.
And but it turns out he was in love with Liz.
Yeah, with Liz. So
anyway, that was it was a good episode. Scream Queens was good.
Yeah. There's some convoluted shit going on. Zayday's involved somehow. We don't know.
Yeah.
Boone wasn't really gay.
No.
No, he was in love with Zayday, apparently. You know,
he's dead.
Yeah, maybe. He's dead now, for real. No, they killed him this time. He's for real dead.
He's Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. He was pretending he was a ghost because number three saw him.
Yeah.
You know. It was just, it's very funny because it's that that deadpan delivery.
Yeah.
Is funny. Hester.
Fucked with the wrong bitch.
Yeah, messed with Chanel and fucking ended up dead.
Yep. Leah Michelle.
Pushed down the stairs. So, I don't know how number five's still alive and I don't know how. So I think number five's in it somehow. I don't know how, but I think she is.
Because she should have been dead by now.
Well, there's two times that she came this close. They were right there, and they didn't kill her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
it was pretty good.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see what happens.
We know 90s bitch is up to something, because she's...
Well, yeah, she's the one that took care of them, apparently.
But we don't know...
And it was two of them. It was twins.
One's a girl, one's a boy.
One's a girl, one's a boy. So...
Boone's dead.
Yeah, Boone's dead. He was the boy. So, we don't know who the other one is.
And now it's Thanksgiving.
And now it's Thanksgiving, and...
Chanel's going to
Chad Radwell's family's house, which should be fun. Alan Thicke is their dad, and I forget who plays the mom, but...
That'll be good.
Oh, yeah. And the guys playing the brothers are apparently really funny, too, so...
Jamie Lee Curtis still knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, she's just awesome.
It's funny because, you know, who knew she would be into something like this, and
yeah,
it'd be really good.
Walking Dead. I think Daryl's finally starting to figure out again, you can't be too nice to people anymore. You can't trust people anymore.
Because he got robbed.
Yeah, twice. He got robbed twice. You know, he got abducted. He got robbed twice. He went back and tried to help them.
And then Anselin didn't do any good because the stupid bitch died anyway.
Yeah, because they were encased in glass.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. They were encased in glass, those two zombies that ate her.
Yeah.
Because they died in the greenhouse.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. That was a good idea. I was wondering why they looked like that. They looked like they had shells on them, but I didn't realize that was why. So
it's picking up. We'll see what happens. Soon, Jeffrey Dean Morgan was...
Negan.
Yep.
Yeah, so we should be seeing him soon. we did see the beginning of the Saviors. That we're pretty sure that's who they were.
Yeah,
the group that those three were running away from. There's a lot of speculation about who was calling for help on the radio.
I think it was the guy that stole the.
I think it was the guy that stole the bike too. I don't think it was.
Well, we will find out next week because it'll go to another boring episode of Morgan or something.
No, it won't.
No, I know, but that seems to be the fucking theme lately.
Well, I know, but I think we're supposed to find out what happened to Glenn.
Good.
I think we're supposed to find out what happened to Glenn before it goes on hiatus.
He went on a different show. No, I'm just kidding.
So, yeah.
So that's that.
But the consensus is that Glenn is not dead. But we don't think it was Glenn. We don't think it was Glenn calling for help at the end. We don't think that's who it was. Norman Reedus said that's not who it is. So
what the fuck does Norman Reedus know?
Norman Reedus knows everything. He's Daryl Dixon, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
He's no Rick. Or no. Carol.
Or wait, Carol, yeah. Carol, man. We don't know what happened after that, man. She went rogue, and then that was it.
She went up in the bell tower and Batmaned.
I guess she's just vulturing the city now.
Yeah. She's going to jump. She's going to throw some coins, and then she's going to jump on you like an Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that's vanish funny. Again.
Yeah.
Rick's like, what's going on?
Where's Carol?
Carol.
Yeah, really. yeah, so apparently Carl's gonna get shot in the eye. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to that. Because I hate that kid. I don't know why.
Jesus. You're
I don't know why. No, I just don't.
You drinking the haterade?
No, I just don't. I don't like him.
You don't like him?
No.
No.
No. I never did. The character, not the kid that plays him.
Oh,
the
okay.
character.
I thought you were hating on Chandler Riggs for some reason.
No, I just don't like the character.
You just don't like Carl.
Yeah, I don't like Carl.
Okay.
Coral.
Turn up your gain. I want to be louder. Gain's not a volume knob, Coral.
No.
That's good.
Disappeared without a trace, Coral.
Those memes are the best.
Yeah, I love the memes. The Coral memes.
Anyway, that's it. Let's play some tunes.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and talk about, I don't know.
We'll figure something out.
Horror stuff.
Yeah.
Well, is there any big movies? Krampus is coming.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Krampus.
We're excited for Krampus. I think that's it.
Let's talk about Krampus when we come back.
Krampus and Michael Dougherty did say that he liked to think that's the same universe as Trick or Treat.
Too, yeah.
And you can imagine off the holiday season that they're both hanging out in the bar drinking.
Yeah.
Which
cool.
I can see Sam doing that.
That's cool.
All right.
Greetings and good evening. This is Venus DeVilo, all the way from Ireland, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio. There is no escape.
She's alive, she's vile, Miss Frankenstein. Heartless scientist across the line. Monstrous love of humanity. Alive, she's wild, it's Frankenstein. Alive and bold, it's Frankenstein.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com.
Pay your bills. Real quick, if you watch UFC, the queen has fallen.
Yeah,
the queen
thank has God.
Fallen. Ronda got kicked in the head.
Yeah.
Rings came out. Anyway, So Krampus is coming out with December
4th.
4th.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes, we're very excited.
Oh, that's the show, everybody. I think it'll be good. I mean, it's PG-13, but I don't think it necessarily needs to be gory.
No.
It's not a slasher flick.
Trick or Treat's not really gory either, and it's...
Rated R.
It's really well done. But, I mean, it's really well done.
It's no,
very
it is.
Scary.
It's probably rated R for the language and the tits.
Yeah. Yeah. I just like that he got some really good people to be in it.
Yeah.
Michael Dougherty got some really good people to be in it. Adam Scott's in it.
Yep.
Toni Collette's in it.
Yeah. What's his name? David. Is it David Kirsch something? The bald guy. He was in Anchorman and a bunch of other stuff. He's a funny. Rod, maybe it's Rod and Courtney or something. Anyway, he's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. It's not Rod Corddry, but I know you're talking about.
No, Rob Corddry is the guy that's in everything else.
Yeah.
That's Hot Tub Guy.
Yeah.
This is Anchorman Guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know who you're talking about, but...
Yeah, it looks good.
It does. It looks really good. I'm really excited because... especially the commercials have been...
Mysterious.
It's been setting it up nicely, but I'm also like... Yeah, I know family events like that, you know? It's like you just want to kill your family sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's like... And not necessarily like the ones you live with every day, but like all of the others that show up.
Judgy
and miserable, and you know, I have people in my family that
yeah
I'd rather not see, and you know, you go to all that trouble and do all that stuff, and then they don't appreciate it, and you know, it's just you know, I can see that, so it would be nice if it, you know, because sometimes the Christmas spirit is evil. That's what I say, because
we'll see it
seems
at the mall.
Like, yeah, well, it seems like especially this time of year, people just get ruder and more inconsiderate, and just it's me, mine, get the fuck out of my way. You don't exist. You don't count, you know, and it's like, you know, even if you don't work retail, and I've worked retail at holidays and so have you. And
I never worked.
Yeah. Nightmare. People are just evil. So. You know, all of that stuff you see in the Christmas movies where everybody's like, oh, Merry Christmas and Happy Christmas. And
you mean all the movies your mom watches?
Yeah. You know, and it's all
real.
You know, all this peace, love, and understanding horse shit. You know, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And, you know, so this is a movie for the rest of us.
I think it'll be good. I mean, we don't know because it isn't out yet, but we'll...
Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Krampus
yes.
for the rest of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's coming out soon. So I was thinking the other day, and I wanted to talk about this. That on our way home from somewhere, well, there was Jaws Yahtzee, which is amazing, and we brought up Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that movie, and I know it pretty much by heart. And we already know the mayor is kind of stupid, and
yes.
he's a greedy guy. But I think me and Matt have talked about it before too. It's that whole thing about the proof that, you know, okay, the tiger, we're talking about that guy that supposedly caught the shark that bit him. The, you know, they get the tiger shark, not a mako.
Uh-huh.
And
a what?
They're talking about, you know, okay, all you want to do is cut it open and whatever's still in there is in there.
Yeah.
Which is a reasonable thing considering that the ocean's huge, right?
Right.
And this guy's a scientist, you know, Hooper. He's got his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
So the mayor's just like, you know, we're not going to sit here and cut this thing and have that boy spill in the dock. And it always occurred to me, it's like, why the fuck would we do it right here, right now?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't we okay, everybody.
Nobody said anything about doing it right this minute, right here, right now.
Maybe the mayor, for some reason, just like looked at him and was like, this is what you're explaining. I'm like, what the fuck are you? I would love to just have that commentary. Like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, really.
Why the fuck would we do that? That's horrible.
Right.
You know?
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
No, we would take it somewhere else and cut it open like we did.
Yeah. With that, you had to go and get, you know, can you do that? I'm the chief of police. I can do anything.
Yep.
But it's like.
Well, it came up because the guy from here.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Said
I know.
That he caught
a shark that bit him.
The shark that bit him.
And my dad's like, "Fuck you."
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. My dad, by the way, my dad was a long-term Florida fisherman commercially, so yeah. He knows.
This guy thinks that he got bit by a shark, then went back and caught a shark.
And said it was the one that bit
him. And said it was the exact one that bit him. I guess if that gets him through the night, then that's fine.
He's in crazy town. But yeah, the thing with Jaws, I never understood. Like, I understand. There's a lot of things I'm like,
yeah,
Mayer's a fucking idiot. But that one's, like, why would we cut it open here? What's wrong with you? Oh, man.
I never understood why in the second one, when it was happening again.
He didn't believe
it. The mayor's like, you're just losing your mind. And it's like,
no, this is all happening.
Well, where were we?
4 years ago.
What happened? Where were you when this happened the last time? You didn't believe me then either, and look what happened.
Well, it's a little bit different, because in the first one, it's what I called wide open shark.
Yeah.
That one wasn't hiding shit.
Yep.
That was straight out, I did it. You saw me right on the public beach.
I'm right here.
Yeah. And then it makes sense in a sense, because then they caught a shark, and I can see the mayor wanting to sweep it under the rug. So that happened.
Yeah.
In the second one, though, there really was no evidence supporting. First one, the girl washed up on the beach.
Yeah.
That was the first thing in the movie.
Yep.
You know, and that's why Martin went with shark attack, and the guy told him so. In the second one, there was no evidence at all, other than some once shit got suspicious, Brody's shark senses started tingling. I get that, because he's like, oh no, I've been down this road. But other than that, I can kind of see where the mayor should have listened, at least somewhat listened. Mm-hmm. But I could see why they were like, Martin, come on, no fin, no shark. I get that, because there really was no evidence supporting an explosion. Because apparently, according to the mayor in every movie so far, they have really bad waters and people die a lot. I'm like, what the fuck are you going to go swimming there for?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go. We got some dangerous waters. People, you know, it happens all the time. What?
Right. What?
What? Yeah,
exactly.
That's not good. So that's what happened with that one. So the second one was more like a you know, dead teenager slasher movie with a shark.
Mm-hmm.
But I never understood that. I always thought that was kind of funny. Like, at Crystal Lake, they know people died.
Yeah.
And they reopened, and then Betsy Palmer killed more people to prevent it from opening. And then the second one, I forget why they opened the camp. Oh, no, it was like the day before they were going to open the camp, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and then there was Baghead Jason. Third one, then it stopped being at the camp and was further down the road at Christie's place, and then, of course, the Jarvis house.
Mm-hmm.
And part 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And then 6, that was at the camp again.
Yeah.
7 was just at a house. Yeah. See, people are like, all those Friday movies are the same. They're really not.
Yeah, they're not. They're not different places on the lake, and that's a big fucking lake.
Well, yeah, especially when you're in a canoe and Jason's chasing you in the game.
Yeah.
Doo-doo-doo. Yeah. Like, fucking, can never get past it.
Yeah, and the birds, fucking birds.
Birds, throwing rocks at zombies. I want to see the Jason movie where there are zombies, too. I'm like, oh, this is great. Carl, get the gun.
He was a zombie.
Well, he's a revenant.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he's just a zombie.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I love those movies. Now, what movie is basically the same, other than part 2, is Nightmare. Those are kind of the same movies.
Yeah. They're just different kinds of kills.
Yeah. And then there's the remake. But we met some nice fans last night. That was cool.
Yeah.
Return of the Living Dead's a great movie. Reanimator's a great movie.
Yeah.
So, Evil Dead 2 is a great movie. Ash vs. Evil Dead, from what I understand, is just fucking
awesome.
Rocking.
Yeah.
I wish I had stars, but we don't have the money.
Yep.
We don't.
It'll be online. We'll be able to get it online. It'll be on Netflix.
Yeah. It's just, you know, because I wish we had El Rey, too.
Uh-huh.
We don't have El Rey. Cable sucks. We pay too much for that shit.
Yes, we do.
That's why we have Blu-rays and Netflix. Mm-hmm. There's something called there's Shudder, which we talked about.
Yeah.
That's basically a horror Netflix. But now there's something else that the guys were talking about last night, that some people we met at Morbid Movies, that, and I've seen the ad for it too, for the PS3 and PS4. That's like Screambox.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's on the PlayStation, I guess, like an app or video streaming service. Here's my thing about the streaming. Because everybody says, you know, you should get streaming and stuff like that. It's going to take over from cable. Yes, because I guess between Hulu and Netflix, you get to watch everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get some websites like the CW that you can watch the shows once they aired.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem I'm having is, well, I don't know how much we pay for cable, but one streaming thing is like $10. One's about $8. WWE Network is about $10. So when you start adding up these different streaming things, yeah, you have variety, but it also adds up.
Yeah, but it's still cheaper than cable.
You really think so? If you only have a couple. Like, I don't know how much HBO would be or Stars, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how much they're...
Yeah, but even just the basic cable that we have.
Yeah.
We have cable, phone, and internet.
Yeah.
And it's $210 a month.
We only really watch four channels.
Exactly. So,
we watch... CW. We think, watch USA for Law and Order and for wrestling.
Yeah,
I think it's like TNT, TBS, FX, AMC, Fox sometimes for Scream Queens, FX. So I think there's maybe 8 or 9 out of 100 channels. Oh, BBC, obviously for Doctor Who.
Yeah.
But other than those, like maybe I'd say 10 channels out of what, 114 or whatever it is?
Yeah. I think that our internet is maybe $39 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think the phone maybe is...
Which we don't even need, except for
it's a landline. It's just for security purposes.
Yeah, for the
ADP. But that's only like $20 a month.
Should be cheaper.
So it's $50 for those two things. So yeah. $160 is just for the cable.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
And as little as we watch, like, the on-demand stuff and, you know, I mean, we really don't. Half the stuff that's free movies on demand is on Netflix, and we pay $8.95 a month for Netflix.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. We're done. We're going to play a tune. We're out of here. Thanks for listening. Check out Podbean. Check out Morbid Movies. Check out TJ Lynch, Horror Artist Extraordinaire.
Yes.
Scream for Me Incorporated.
Yes.
Bunch of other people that were just giving away free advertising here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that's what we do.
A lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to Punk Rock and Podunk because we got more stuff coming up 2016.
Woo!
Woo! All right, bye.
Bye.
Music Out of Radio.